Hello, everybody. Well, as widely expected, the Australian Labor Party won the election. So Anthony Albanese is continuing as Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Australia, Albo, as he's known to his admirers. And he said there was an incumbency curse, as in the ruling party was bound to lose. But the counting's still going on, but the overall result is clear. So the Liberal Party has been in a coalition, not a coalition government, with the National Party for decades. Why they don't merge into the Liberal National Party or the National Liberal Party is beyond me. Interestingly, is that the Liberal Party in the United Kingdom in the 1920s pushed into third place, became a very minor party. But the Liberal Party in Canada and the Liberal Party in Australia, it became the main right-wing party, or at least anti-socialist party. So now, what does the ALP stand for? Australian Labour Party. Well, Albanese said their values are fairness, opportunity for all, aspiration, courage and adversity, generosity towards the needy, and so on. So it was an outgrowth of the British Labour Party, and I realised that Australia is a totally independent country, ploughs its own furrow, and the United Kingdom is not even very important for Australia. They happen to share a monarch. Charles III is King of Australia, as is King of the United Kingdom. But Australia has been absolutely independent for a very long time. And then in a first, the leader of the Liberal Party, as in the leader of the opposition, Peter Dutton, he was unseated. And he'd been an MP for that constituency for 24 years. But he was man enough to say that he bears responsibility for his party losing. So anyway, Albanese has been congratulated by other world leaders. Now, it didn't seem an easy win for the Labour Party because healthcare is becoming more expensive. The price of accommodation is going up. Cost of living generally is kind of quite expensive. So you think that this would redound to the disadvantage of the governing party. But Albanese was able to portray his opponent, Peter Dutton, they're calling him Trump, as the Australian Trump. It's a very similar strategy to the one that worked for the Liberal Party in Canada only the week before. So you see, Trump is toxic in much of the rest of the Anglosphere. But then again, you have seen in the United Kingdom, just on Thursday, Reform United Kingdom do very well in the local elections, and that's perceived as a Trumpite party by some, or Alternative für Deutschland, come a close second in Germany. What did the National Liberal or Liberal National Coalition say, that alliance, as I call them? They said they were going to be swinging cuts to the civil service. They said they were going to get tough on China. They were going to severely limit immigration. These are all resignations of Trump's policies. And Malcolm Turnbull, who was a Labour politician, was Prime Minister. He said, yeah, Dutton is a Trumpite. So that didn't work well for the Liberal Party. So despite dissatisfaction with Labour, Labour has won, like, almost comfortably. So they're winning 86 seats. I think you need 76 to form a majority government. The coalition is going to be around 40. Obviously, the final results are not in. The Green Party reduced to one seat. Looks like they'll get another one, and so on. There are a few independents. But there we go on. Okay. So Albo has gone hard on climate change. Now the Liberal Nationals are more skeptical, saying even Australia's gonna go all renewable, that has to be slow, it's unaffordable in the short term. And the argument is, why should we be punishing ourselves economically when the Chinese are polluting with such gay abandon? Okay, we shouldn't wreck our economy when it's gonna make no difference to the environment worldwide anyway. So let me see. So anyway, Albanese, he recognizes the concerns people have. It's taking too long to get to see a general practitioner, and accommodation's got to be something that within reach of the average Australian, as well as pushing ahead with safeguarding ecology. We're trying to slow down climate change and so on. And he says that he's got a better deal with Indigenous Australians. Okay. He's very concerned for them. They're only 2% of the population, but he's thinking this is a matter of principle, justice for them. He might say, well, there's been justice for them for a very long time. Go on. Now, Albanese, he'd held a referendum in October 2023 of The Voice to give privileged status to Torres Strait Islanders and Aborigines. Aboriginal people, those whose ancestors were living in Australia before 1788, before the first fleet, the first British immigrants arrived. So there's going to be a specially advisory committee to give Parliament guidance on legislation, just for this 2% of the population, how it impacted them, and so on. Now, Australia has not signed a treaty with the autochthonous people, the only Commonwealth country not to have done so, but why should they simply follow the crowd? Okay. So, nevertheless, some, despite him bending over backwards to advantage this tiny minority, some for some Indigenous Australians, they're now called, this is not enough. So, Anthony Albanese, he's retained cordial ties to the United States, despite we know that he's very anti-Trump. Anyway, he's has criticized what considered the excess of Israel's war on the Palestinian people. But said, but nevertheless, Israel's entitled to defend itself and stuff like that. So he's done quite well because, a few months ago it looked like he was going to lose, but then he actually came back. Wow. So what a turnaround, and obviously what a humiliation for Peter Dutton, who's out of Parliament, he's got to find himself a new job. Okay, so the Liberal National Coalition has got to pick a new leader because they've got to have an MP, and Dutton is out. Dutton, he his brand was toxic amongst quite a few people. So Labour was seen to be closer to the centre of the party, as the centre of sort of political opinion, despite not having done a particularly good job in office. And Albanese, he's 62. Now the question arises: how many more years does he want? I mean, they tend to hold elections every 3 years, parliamentary elections in Australia. They're not legally obliged; they could go longer than that. But would he wait another 3 years, 65, almost retirement age? Will he step down? I suspect there'll be pressure for him to do so. And there are people waiting in the wings; they're hungry for it. Other people want to be prime minister, and obviously, in 3 years' time, it's far from certain that Labour will win again. So that's it. The dominance of the two major parties in Australia is notable: the Greens and so on, not a significant force. But will the economy pick up or not? Obviously, that will be a real boost to the Labour Party. And the economy is like going reasonably well, inflation not too high, unemployment pretty low, fairly healthy economic growth. I'm not saying fantastic, but that's it's cost of living. Why, despite working hard, despite the economy doing quite well, why the majority of Australians not really feeling it, not have such a huge disposable income? So the government's got to do much better on that one. They've also boosted defence spending, which means there's less money left for everything else. So the taking in refugees has been a little bit controversial. And yeah, they're supporting Ukraine take that position, which obviously cements their alliance with other countries. They recognize that Russia is an ally of China, and the Australians worried that China is the big threat in their region. Australia very much seeing itself as an Asia Pacific country because it is beside the Pacific Ocean, and obviously its nearest neighbor Indonesia is an Asian country. So they think that if Russian aggression is crowned with success in Ukraine, then the Chinese will be on the march. They're already on maneuvers, building artificial islands in the South China Sea, claiming Philippine territorial waters. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.